This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Top stories this week include Ruby Tuesday, who has found a new way to generate revenue during the pandemic, selling hot dogs from Nathan's Famous. The companies were brought together by Franklin Junction, a marketplace platform that matches restaurants with spare kitchen space with brands that want to expand their delivery-only reach. Aziz Hashim, founder of Franklin Junction, says his company is a cross between Airbnb and Match.com for the restaurant industry. But don't call it a ghost kitchen. He refers to it as a host kitchen. Taco John's is opening a new franchise support center in suburban Minneapolis. CEO Jim Creel said, "Our brand has long served the great people of Minnesota, so adding an office in this area made perfect sense as we look to the future of our company." Tropical Smoothie Cafe announced its donation of $100,000 to the American Nurses Foundation's Coronavirus Response Fund for nurses. Charles Watson, CEO, said, "In the face of the pandemic, cafes across the country quickly came together to support the healthcare workers and frontline responders who have been working around the clock to keep everyone safe." Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate announced its Summer at Home campaign for consumers to seek creative ways of enjoying the summer from their very own homes. Jennifer Marchetti, Chief Marketing Officer, said, "Our lifestyle content helps our clients add style and fun to big and small moments alike. Consumers can access the content on BHGR Life," that's the brand's content hub, "as well as the brand's social media channels." Paychex announced an enhancement to its PPP solution to generate a signature-ready application that simplifies the process for applying for a PPP loan forgiveness. Martin Musi, president and CEO, said the capacity to now produce a signature-ready forgiveness application improves upon what was already a market-leading solution and makes an extremely complex process as simple as possible for our customers. Lots of people news this week, including a couple of really big ones. I'll save those for the end. Spring Green Lawn Care welcomes Brad Johnson as VP of Franchise Operations. Restoration Specialties Franchise Group promoted Chris Ring to CEO. Duck Donuts announced Dwayne Hoffman has joined the company as VP of Franchise Development. Patty Rother is the new VP of Franchise Development at Scenthound. Jiffy Lube International announced that Edward Himes has been appointed president. At First Light Home Care, Kevin Hiller has joined in the newly created role of VP Technology Platform Services. And Glee McEnany has joined as Executive Vice President of Field Support. Dunkin' Brands Group, the parent company of Dunkin' and Baskin-Robbins, has a new digital engagement team led by Philip Auerbach in the newly created position of Chief Digital and Strategy Officer. Stephanie Meltzer-Paul is being promoted to Senior Vice President of Digital Marketing, and Santosh Kumar is being promoted to SVP of IT. And now those two big moves this week. First, digital marketer and frequent contributor to Social Geek Radio, Kristen Pahacek, has joined Massage Lux as Chief Growth Officer. And finally, best wishes this week to our good friend Mark Liston of Neighborly on his retirement, or as Mary Kay Liston calls it, his graduation, this Friday, July 31st. Congratulations and good luck to you all. I'll be back in just a moment with a special note for all franchise suppliers. But first, today's show is brought to you by Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including the flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax deferred and penalty free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/social geek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Okay, now that special note for all IFA members who are franchise suppliers. The IFA Supplier Forum Advisory Board has a few seats opening up in February 2021. Nominations are open right now through August 14th. If you have any questions about what's involved, please reach out to me directly at jack@socialgeekradio.com. That's jack@socialgeekradio.com. Or you can tap Paul Rocchio at the IFA. Friday on Social Geek Radio, Ruth Agbaji, founder of CodeWiz, shares her amazing and inspirational story. Do not miss this one. Stay safe.